Thank y'all. It's a start. I know everybody's asking an update with Diggs. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL, so he'll be out for the year. Hurts our team to hear that news, and he's been such an important part to our team and just everything that he bought, not only on the field but off the field, the energy, the leader, like the way he worked every single day. He brought a lot to our team, and we have to pick up the slack. A lot of guys have to step up, pick up the slack.
D'Amico Ryans and the loss of Stephon Diggs. Joe, what do I have in common with the Houston Texans?
I don't know what.
We both traded a second-round pick for 7 games of Stephon Diggs.
Dynasty.
That was a nice little, you know.
That's a nice little nice little trade, though.
Mid-level even. Receiver, like, you know, throw him in the lineup a couple times. He was doing well. He's on pace for about 1,000 yards.
He was 8th in fantasy points for PPR leagues, at least, so far this year. So. I had him in one league, in a dynasty league, where a year ago I traded Dalton Kincaid for him.
But that's, I mean,
it had been going great.
Sure.
Now, obviously, you'd rather have the Kincaid side.
Yes, of course, yeah. Well, all right. Very important question.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
A very important question for you. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a tricycle?
One wheel? What?
A tire.
If I thought about it for another second, I might have got there. Yeah.
That's your dad joke of the
day. You had that as a 10?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty. It's more
that
like
one's,
a,
that one's probably. It's like an 8.
It's pretty good.
I give it an 8, not a 10. We're still searching for that perfect 10. I think. I almost feel like the dad joke's got to be horrible for it to be a 10.
What did the fish say when he hit the wall?
What?
Damn.
That's better. I think I like that one better. I think that one's better.
All right. Yeah. I've got flyover news for Sunday.
All right.
You know, we are the official
against the Dolphins.
We are the official show of getting info on the flyovers.
Yes,
only because I don't think anybody else is claiming to try.
We have the market cornered
a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. Our back. What game was it? The Jacksonville game, where it was the KC-135? No, that was the night game.
That was so the Arizona
opener. Yeah.
Do they do flyovers for night games?
Not all the time.
I can't remember a night flyover.
I feel like I can picture dusk flyovers in like West Coast games, like the stealth bombers going over and the sun's going down.
Super Bowl 25, they would have had flyovers for helicopters, and that would have been maybe dusk, same thing.
So our buddy Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Abels hooked me up with a guy who's going to be doing the flyover this week and the plane they're going to do.
Okay.
It's a C-5, which is the largest aircraft in the military.
Big plane.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big old plane flying over the stadium on Sunday.
As big as it gets in
the U.S.
military.
The biggest plane.
A C-5 is a... Here's how you know it's big. It's the C-5. It's called the Galaxy. The Lockheed C-5 Galaxy. That's what's going over the stadium. Weather permitting and all that stuff. That's the plan.
Big. How big is it in relation to the stadium?
Is it the size of the stadium?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Hold on. I'm going to have that answer in 3 seconds. It is 82 yards long.
All right.
The plane is like the length of almost the entire football field.
Wow.
So like a football field is going to fly overhead.
Yeah.
Well, but wider probably.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Yeah. All right. Exciting. Love flyovers.
Well, Sunday, 1 o'clock game, I mean, you know.
The last flyover was loud.
Yes, it was.
It was so loud.
Yes, it
was. Maybe like the loudest one that I can remember.
Yeah, the story was there were supposed to be 4 planes, and there were only 2 went over the stadium.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun day. Tua, welcome back.
Good weather.
The Dolphins. I mean, listen.
Reminiscent maybe a little bit of the Week 3 game last year. It was a sunny, nice day.
Yep.
The Dolphins would have been very different heading into that. They were coming off a 70-point performance. This time, it's like their season feels over if they lose it.
You surprised the spread's not bigger?
It's what, 6.5?
I've got it at 5.5 right now.
5.5? I am surprised it's not bigger. It feels like it should be bigger, but this does feel like a game where we're all assuming they're going to beat the snot out of the Dolphins.
Because we should assume that until further notice.
Right. And I want to guess that's going to happen. Should I assume it's going to happen? There have been some close games between these two teams, and the Dolphins are not pushovers. Like, okay, they lost at home by 1 point to the Cardinals. The Cardinals aren't bad. The Bills were down to the wire with the Cardinals, right? Here, same thing. On the road, the Cardinals beat the Dolphins on a last-second field goal. The Cardinals had the ball with a chance to beat the Bills at the end of the game. So, you know, how much do I want to blast them for that? A little bit. They had a lead in that game, and they did blow it. But are they a horrible football team? They're not a horrible football team. I just feel like the Bills know how to play them. Right? The Bills coaching staff knows answers. Exactly what works against them.
The only, like, all right, let's find a way to Miami's victory. The only thing I think you'd see is Achane and Mostert are both healthy right now.
Yes.
And the Dolphins decide we're going to stick to the run. We're not going to be a team that tries to get it to Tyreek Hill when you can never really do that against the Bills. So they really try to stick to the run. They bleed clock. They try to keep it close. And at the end, they hope to be in the ballpark. Their defense is not stopping this offense. It never really has. The Bills' offense didn't even really have to play in the first game.
No. How many yards?
It was James
did
Cook.
Did Allen get to 100 yards in that game?
James Cook had 3 touchdowns, right?
Right.
Including a long run.
Yep.
And the Bills' passing game didn't even have to really do anything. Now the passing game has found a bit of a rhythm. So, I mean, it's a tough one for the Dolphins. It'll feel like another game. We did this with the Jets, the Dolphins earlier this year, the Dolphins last year when Tua got knocked out. Mm-hmm. Not only are the Bills beating their division opponents, they are burying their seasons.
Yeah.
And this would be second loss.
You're doing it a second time.
You're back? We didn't bury you far enough into the earth? Here's another beatdown.
Right. Like the day after the Bills beat the Dolphins, it was your season's over. Yeah. Now they're back. It's like, oh, that's funny. You think your season's still alive? Let me just do this.
One more time.
Let me send you to 2-7.
Maybe you didn't hear us the first time, you know?
Right.
Be Caller 5 to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Sean Murphy at Rob's Playhouse Theater Saturday, November 2nd. That's 2214-WGR, the number to call. Sean Murphy, a New York City comedian, originally from Buffalo, likable, awkward, keeps audiences captivated whenever he performs. He is very good. Regular at the Comedy Cellar, has a great YouTube special called Neil, performs in top comedy clubs across the country. Visit PlayhouseTix.com for details. Again, caller 5 to 2214-WGR gets a pair of those tickets for Saturday, November 2nd. Worst Call Wednesday when we return.